Within hours of holding talks with Burma's leader, General Tan Shwe, in the administrative capital, Naypyidaw, Senator Webb flew to Rangoon and met with democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi at a government guesthouse. The unprecedented access to Aung San Suu Kyi comes just days after her house arrest was extended to another 18 months. She was convicted Tuesday of violating the terms of her house arrest after American John Yetto swam uninvited to her lakeside villa in May and stayed there for 2 days. Webb secured the release of Yetto, who had been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Yetto will leave Burma Sunday for Thailand together with the senator. In a statement, Webb said he is grateful to Burma's government for honoring those requests. He says he hopes the U.S. and Burma could, in his words, take advantage of these gestures as a way to begin laying a foundation of goodwill and confidence building in the future. Senator Webb became the first senior U.S. official to meet with the reclusive General Tan Shwe. The Democrat senator is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific Affairs. He has publicly expressed support for diplomacy aimed at eventually lifting U.S. sanctions on Burma. Both the White House and the State Department say Webb is not carrying any specific message from U.S. President Barack Obama. Debbie Stoddard, the coordinator of the rights group Alternative ASEAN Network on Burma in Bangkok, says it is still unclear whether real political reforms in Burma will follow.
General Tan Shwe would have welcomed Senator Webb as an ally because Senator Webb has taken a public stand against U.S. sanctions against the regime. He would have gone out of his way to grant Senator Webb a meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi. If we really want to see things change, if we really want to see Senator Webb making a change on Burma, we've got to see the release of political prisoners and the cessation of military hostilities against ethnic nationality groups.
Senator Webb also met with Prime Minister Thein Sein, Foreign Minister Nguyen Win, the Chairman of the State Constitution Drafting Commission, Aung Tho, and representatives from political parties, including Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy and state-affiliated social organizations. Webb's visit has raised speculation of a policy shift in Washington towards the repressive state. The White House said prior to the meeting that Webb would convey strong U.S. views on Burma's political future. Last month, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the release of Aung San Suu Kyi would open doors for an expansion in bilateral ties and U.S. investments in Burma. The U.S. has imposed economic sanctions on Burma's government, including an investment ban, because of the government's repressive policies. Hedda Behrens for VOA News, Bangkok.